From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Full intelligence briefing for Donald Trump today. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who has dismissed the idea from the U.S. intelligence community that Russia actually hacked into the recent presidential election, will receive a full briefing today from the leaders of the intelligence community. In an unprecedented move for a president-elect, Trump has been highly critical of that very same intelligence community, although on Thursday he softened his tone somewhat with a tweet saying he's a big fan of U.S. intelligence. Speaking on American TV, Trump's press secretary Sean Spicer said the president-elect's apprehension is justified.
I think there's a question that needs to get asked. The DNC is saying that the FBI never looked at this server. The FBI is saying that the DNC never gave him access to the server. The question is, regardless of who's right and who's wrong, if the server was never looked at, how do you, in the intelligence community, come to this conclusion? It's a fair question to ask. I think he's going to ask questions like that, not questioning the intelligence, but questioning how the conclusions were arrived at.
President-elect Trump, who has made no secret of his admiration for Russian President Vladimir Putin, has said he has serious doubts that Russia was involved and has not spoken highly of the intelligence community.
But the president-elect, I think, has a healthy skepticism of everything, and that's important. People need to know that when decisions are made, and we've seen this in the past, that a rush to judgment is not in the country's best interest. He wants to make sure that whatever decisions we make, whether it's sanctions or actions, that it's in the country's best interest.
On Thursday, America's top spies testified the evidence is firm that Russia interfered with the election, but they say there's no way to tell if it helped Trump win. Intelligence Chief James Clapper said he cannot know for sure if the Russian leaks of sensitive information influenced the voters' choices on November 8th. This is VOA.